Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, April 8th, and here's your daily. Astro Gaming, makers of video game accessories, announced a multi-year partnership with Nintendo to create a variety of special edition headsets, speaker tags, and accessories based on their iconic characters and franchises, such as Super Mario and The Legend of Zelda. They've revealed three sets of speaker tags for the Astro A40 headset and were shown off at PAX East. If you don't know what speaker tags are, it's the customizable portion behind the speaker of the headset that usually sport the brand name. No word on whether they'll be making wired or wireless headsets, but I'd love me some Nintendo-branded wireless headphones for the Switch. As for now, my PlayStation Golds work great. There have been numerous announcements about games coming to the Switch, such as Firewatch from Campo Santo, a new game from 13AM Games called Double Cross, and also a possibly leaked Spyro remake, which has been officially announced to other consoles, but not for the Switch. It was added and quickly removed from the Nintendo UK store. People speculate that it could truly be a mistake, as the site is managed by a third-party company. Game publisher and developer NIS America recently praised Nintendo on how much support they've provided in comparison to Sony. NIS America's president, Takuro Yamashita, stated that Sony was not friendly to small publishers and that their sales trend on the Switch had been 2-1 in comparison with the PlayStation 4. With that, they will start to provide more games on the Switch. Those are some pretty strong words there, and although it probably wouldn't be a huge loss for Sony, it's a plus for Nintendo, as they definitely need all the positive support they can get from third parties to keep the Switch relevant. Well, PAX East is now over, and I had an amazing time playing through numerous indie games, speaking with developers, and even winning a few competitions. A few of the games I've played were highlighted on the Nindie Showcase, such as Lightfall, The Messenger, Just Shapes and Beats, and Luminous Remastered. But out of every game I played, Dead Cells stood out as my favorite game of the show. It's a roguelike Metroidvania action platformer with lots of slashing, shooting, blasting, jumping, rolling, stomping. There's so much awesome in this game. I was completely sucked in and immersed into the gameplay. It's on Steam right now, but should be coming to the Switch sometime later this year. Look it up when you get the chance. Also, I had the opportunity to interview some developers and other figures in the gaming industry. My favorite interview was Suda51, creator of the No More Heroes series. You can check out those interviews from previous podcast episodes on the Nintendo Seconds page. And finally, I entered an intense Mario Kart 8 Deluxe tournament at the Astro Gaming booth and came out victorious, winning an Astro A40 headset. Now I can collect those Nintendo speaker tags once they release them. If you've never been to a PAX event and you're into gaming, I highly recommend checking out one of them, either in Boston, San Antonio, Seattle, or Australia. I've met so many cool people and had such a great time this year. I hope to have another experience to share sometime in the near future.
And that's it. Feel free to leave me a voice message on Anchor or follow me on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.